Blog Talk Radio. just want to give honor to the presence of the Lord, who's the head of all of our life. Come on, somebody, and we just thank God for who he is. I don't know about you, but I'm in a place now where I just got to give glory for who he is. Amen. It's not about what he could do, but it's about who he is. Amen. If it's about what he could do, that means he got to constantly prove himself who he is to you all the time. So I just give honor to the Lord for who he is. Amen. We just bless God for you all and all that is listening all over the world. It's always a blessing, amen, to commune and celebrate within the Holy Ghost with you, no matter how far or how near you are, amen. At this moment, I just want to take a minute and just send blessings and take a minute to send, my God, love to our friends and families over there in New Orleans, Louisiana, as they embrace and they are, my God, getting ready for the impact, and some already started, of the hurricane that is down there, amen. I know some folks got friends and family down there, amen. Hopefully, and we pray that their safety, amen, they are and will be saved, amen. God bless you all. Our international listeners, as always, a blessing all as well. My God, internationally, Nigeria, God bless you, amen. Kenya, God bless you. Australia is always a blessing. United Kingdom, South Africa, all you got, it is a blessing. And we just want to continue to spread the gospel and continue to spread the ministry. Amen. We just thank God for you all. Right here in the United States, you already know we got much love for you. And then right here in our local family, Georgia, and also our family, ADM. God bless each and every one of you. I'm telling you, my God Almighty, this morning when I rose, I didn't have no doubt. Amen. You have to understand that is something to give God praise all about. Amen. That is something to just thank God all about this morning when you rose. Sometimes I believe that we are in a time to where people, amen, they get a little too common. They get a little too, my God, they have the attitudes and their actions shows, my God Almighty, that they are not thankful, amen. But just being waking up, my God, every day, waking up every day. You might not feel your best. You might not be 100%. Things might not be going your way. I'm telling you right now, in this season, this day and time, you are blessed, amen. So don't make your day, or don't make this morning, or do not make this Sunday or Saturday for some, amen. Do not make it complaining about or feeling some type of way what is not right. One thing about it, you got life, you got breath, you got everything that is going for you right now. So you might as well just rejoice, because it's thousands of people, my God, all over the world don't have the opportunity and chance, amen, to just deal with some of the issues that you have. My God, thank God for life. That's a blessing all by itself. Come on, somebody. We just want to give honor to the Lord, and we just give honor to God, amen. It's always a blessing. I want you all to just keep on and keeping on and keeping on and moving on. Because why? The race is not given to the swift or the strong, but he that endured till the end. I want to give you a revelation right quick, because I endure, amen. You might not cross the line with everybody. You might not cross the line with friends. You might not cross the line with companionship. You might not cross the line with somebody that you thought was in your corner. You might not cross the line, amen, my God, with your cheer team. You might not cross the line with your church. You might not cross the line with your prayer pastor. But at the end of the day, you are the he that he's talking about. Long as you cross the line, it doesn't matter if you got to cross that line by yourself. If it doesn't matter how you cross the line, it doesn't matter if you got to do a cartwheel, ride a bike, do a roll, do a crawl, my God Almighty, even do a squirrel, it doesn't matter. All it matter that you crossing that line. Are you going to be able, or are you going to cross that line? Well, let me encourage you this morning and tell you, you don't have no choice. That's all I got to tell you. You don't have no choice but to cross that line, because it's predestined for you to cross that line. Come on, somebody, and you need to get to that purpose and that place that God has chosen. Come on, for you. We just honor him and bless his name, and we want to continue to lift him up over and over again. Listen, we need our very own Mother OG. Go ahead and press one on the phone so we can go ahead and get into our Southern welcome. Amen. It's always a blessing. Amen. But we can commune together as believers. Come on, somebody. And you know what I also found out, First Lady? I think it also a blessing to congregate together amongst non-believer as well. Because at the end of the day, at some point in our life, many of us was non-believer. Many of us wasn't really into it. Many of us wasn't really locked into it. We was all into our partying, doing things, what we wanted to do, having a good time, just, my God, just saying whatever, whatever, amen? But at some point, something don't switch inside of us being around some believer. Regardless if the believer was mama them, grandma them, uncle them, granddaddy them, all them, or whoever them are. Amen. At some point, it was something put inside of us that we did not know, and a light switched on. I just want to thank mama them, grandma them, uncle them, sister them, brother them, all them. Amen. Because at the end of the day, I know, my God, that I did not know then what I know now. If it have not been for the Lord, oh my, come on, somebody, don't get me started. I don't know where would I be. Come on, Mother Hell, if I get going up in here. God bless you, Mother OG.
Good morning. God bless you, Apostle. Good morning, everyone, under the sound of my voice, especially from the ADM family, our fine, good-hearted, loving Pastor Apostle Temple Spencer, the queen of the house, the leading lady, Lakeisha Spencer, and the entire ADM family. We welcome you this morning. We welcome you. Just sit back, relax, fasten your seatbelts, and enjoy the ride and get ready to hear a rhema word from God. And again, we say welcome, welcome, welcome. God bless you, Apostle.
God bless your mother. We just thank God for you, and we just thank God that you are keeping on and keeping on. Amen. It's always a blessing. Saints of God, I'm just here to reiterate, amen, before we go into a prayer, amen, and just declare and decree some things over us and all our life. One thing that I realized that in this season, you cannot declare, you cannot stop declaring and decreeing over your life. Amen. And one thing about in this season, in this time, amen, that we realize, amen, that at the end of the day, my God Almighty, if I don't pray for myself, I can't afford for somebody else to pray, not because I think they selfish or they got stuff going on or they just them type of individual. It's because everybody in this time and season, they got something going on in their own life where they have to go ahead and send up some encouraging word and send up some declarant and decree. I want everyone just to stop for a minute, amen, and focus on yourself. Focus on your life. Focus on your self-dignity. Focus on your emotions. Focus on your mental health. Amen. Because at the end of the day, we could pour out so much to everybody else. We could focus on everything pertaining to everybody else, and we'll forget about we praying for some, praying for ourselves. One thing that I will not do, amen, I don't put my prayer life, or I don't put, my God Almighty, the things concerning my spiritual walk in somebody else's hand. The best person that can hold, my God, your spiritual walk and hold you up for surety, and that you know for 100% for sure, is who? Is yourself. So it's good to take a minute. I know you don't want to be selfish. I know you want to think about everybody else. I know that you want to just use some spiritual seeds and plant some spiritual or work some spiritual principles. I understand, but I love that song. Say, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's not my sister, not my mother. I know I can pray for my sister. I know I can pray for my mother. I know I can pray for colleagues. I can pray for requests and stuff. But come, this is me standing in the need of prayer. Is there anybody can make that personal this morning? Is there anybody can look in the mirror this morning and say, God, you know what? This is me. I've been praying for my brother. I've been praying for my sister. I've been praying for those benefits affected by COVID. I've been praying, my God, for those that have been affected by this Delta virus. I've been praying for those that is facing addiction and facing different things that is in their life, God. I've been praying for those that is on hardship, those had a suddenly moment of tragedy and turbulence that happened in their life. But this morning, I just need to take a minute and move, my God, my everything to the side and just exhibit myself as a living sacrifice and say, oh God, this is me, this is me, this is your daughter, this is your son, this is the one that at the end of the day I should have thrown a towel but I didn't. This is your daughter, this is your son, at the end of the day I was ready to quit but I didn't. This is your son and this is your daughter, at the end of the day I know, my God Almighty, I never seen the righteous forsaken nor the seed begging for bread. You have not made me, you have not forgot about me, amen. You still are with me. This is your son, this is your daughter, God, that is standing in the midst. My God Almighty, I know, my God, some things in my life make me feel like, my God, that I'm not worthy to come to you. But the last time, my God Almighty, that this pastor is speaking over the phone, name Apostle Temple Spencer, don't yell at us, because I'm a son in the daughter, washed in the blood of the Lamb, regardless of who I am, I'm still a child of God. And because I am a child and a son of God, it makes me worthy to come in my father's house with my hands up. It makes me worthy to come in my father's house, my God, worshiping him. It makes me worthy to come in my father's house, giving him the glory, my God. It makes me worthy to enter into his gate with praise and with thanksgiving. I want to take this minute, God, and I thank you for everybody else, but I want to thank you for life and strength. I want to thank you that what should have killed me that I did not know is in anybody, my God Almighty. You don't know what could have took you out, but God, you didn't allow it. God, you protect. I will not take things for granted. You won't have to worry about me saying something about somebody else. I see the light different, and I thank you that when the scripture, my God, prevailed itself, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging for bread. I could talk. That's a testimony scripture for my life. That's a testimony scripture for my walk. That's a testimony scripture. At the end of the day, I didn't go hungry in the midst of the pandemic. I didn't went out in the midst of the pandemic. I didn't go broke, busted, and disgusted in the midst of a world transition. So therefore, God, is there anybody there this morning? And we can give you glory. Therefore, God, I just thank you. Therefore, God, I lift my hand. As it said in the Bible, it doesn't matter if I go, if I live here on the earth, or if I go with you or be with the Lord. At the end of the day, by me, my God, finding you as my personal Lord and Savior, God, I just thank you for what you're doing. Amen. Because you are glory. You are worthy to be praised. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody. You just need to take a minute and worship him. You just need to take a minute. Forget about your problems. Forget about your issues. Forget about what's going on with you. Because at the end of the day, pretty much majority of the things is out of your hands. It's out of your control. Stop playing politician with this coronavirus or Delta. And look out for information. At the end of the day, regardless of where it comes from, how it is, it's here and ain't nothing you can do about it. So the best thing you could do is just, God, I thank you. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Is it either I'm going to dwell with you on earth or I'm going to dwell with you on heaven. At the end of the day, I thank you. So I might as well keep living like it's my best life. I might as well keep living with joy, peace, and happiness. I might as well keep living by giving you the praise. Somebody needs to just give God the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I declare and decree it. We declare it that you will not the virtue out of you because of what's going on. You're going to keep moving. You're going to keep walking. You're going to keep going. And understand this, when I did all I could do, when I operate in every possible ways of wisdom, when I applied everything that I could find, when I obeyed the legal ones that my God is for me to obey. I'm just about practical ministry, but the legal ones, as if my doctor, my physician, my accountant, the ones that I chose to be a part of my life, part of my life. And I did all I could do. All I could do, we could just do is faith. I'm out of a stand with faith, and I'm out of a stand with praise. I'm out of a stand with gratitude. I'm out of a stand with worship. I'm out of a stand with prayer. I'm out of a stand with exaltation. My God Almighty, I might as well just say, I don't know who this for this morning, but I hear the Holy Ghost constantly saying, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed beckon for bed. You shall not beg in this, and you shall not be the one that is the beggar. But the God Bible declares, I will make you the lender, not the borrower. I declare it and decree it. It don't matter where you are. It don't matter where you're at in the world. It doesn't matter where you're at right now. Somebody needs to say in their life that it is so. It is so. It is so. It is so. In the name of Jesus, it is so. Come on, somebody. And go ahead and worship the Lord with me. Because at the end of the day, my God Almighty, it is so. My God, I feel a worship on this. I feel the spirit of worship. Because at the end of the day, my God Almighty, it coulda, it shoulda, it woulda. Some of you did not know, amen, because God kept it away from you. It shoulda, it coulda, and it woulda. Some of you did not know, so you might as well thank God. You might as well thank God when you went to sleep last night. It shoulda, it coulda, it woulda. But by God's grace and mercy, amen, you could just thank him, amen. Some of you just need to go in and thank him just for life. Because you coulda, and you shoulda, and you would, my God, and you woulda, my God, had that moment if you did not know the Lord, amen. And now you know the Lord is life. Now you know the Lord is peace. Now you know the Lord that you understand that I trust his decision. Even though his decision might not be my decision, his decision go along with what I, go against with what I want. But I trust the decision of the Lord because I shall walk by faith and not by sight. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, family. Hallelujah. Somebody need to take a minute and worship him. Somebody take a minute and worship him. I tell you what, my God Almighty, I give you 30 seconds. Go ahead and give you 30 seconds. And just go ahead and worship him. Amen. Worship him in spirit and worship him in truth. My God Almighty. Somebody just need to thank him. Somebody need to just, my God, focus on yourself. You have to focus on your self-dignity. Focus on your mental, your mind, your health. Get yourself recalibrated back. Get your mind, your mental status rebalanced back. Amen. Go ahead and just worship him.
My God, that's what my soul is You are my love, my only love. That's what my soul is saying today. You are my love, my only love. I love you, Jesus.
Oh, I just feel a worship here. I just feel a worship in the air. I feel a worship, my God Almighty, that somebody need this. I feel like somebody need an outlet. Amen. I feel like God is trying to get somebody to settle down and understand that is in control. My God Almighty, I speak it in the atmosphere right now. That's your spirit, your mind, amen. Everything, my God Almighty, will settle down. I command you to have peace in your mind, to have peace in your spirit. I'm telling you now, in the name of Jesus, you get control back. You take your peace back. You settle down. Tell your spirit to settle down. Tell everything that is trying to bring a shaking. Tell it, my God Almighty, to cease, to be peace. In the name of Jesus. Why? Because God is in control. And when God is in control, I follow the Father. I walk with the Father. Therefore, that means, my God, everything is going to work out for my good, regardless if I know of it or if I don't know of it. If it's working underneath the sun, if it's working in the opening, if it's working at darkness, if it's working, my God, when I can't see, at the end of the day, it's working for my good. I declare it and decree it. In the name of Jesus, you settle down in the name of Jesus. Settle your spirit down. God is in control. I rebuke the spirit of panic, my God, and paranoia in the name of Jesus. It will not be so. God is in control. Your life, my God, because of your salvation, because you sold out, gave everything, God is in control. I declare it in the creed.
Because the Lord has shaken me again. I'm alive in my spirit. I'm alive in my mind. I'm alive in the things of God. The word of God is coming alive in me right now. I'm alive. I shall not die, but live to declare the glory of God. For this is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hey, I will rejoice and be glad.
You know, First Lady, I did not have anything this morning. I think EDM already know Pastor by now. If God don't give him nothing to give him no message, amen. I don't go into great one. I don't go. This ain't that type of ministry. It's nothing wrong with it. We got leaders and pastors begin to put together a sermon and begin to put together different things. That's nothing wrong with it. But I minister on the part of the body that ADM operate in. Solid ministry, amen. I did not know it, man. I test evangelists and I say, hey, you first pastor, yes. Amen. But I just want to make sure that go that way. We know which way to go. We know avenues which way God want to go. I hear in the spirit my God this morning, and God just telling me, say, son, this is all I wanted this morning for the people to recalibrate, amen, and rebalance their soul and their body and their natural life, amen. Just give me the worship. Just worship me today. Just give me the glory. Just thank me today. So some of you all over the world, amen, my God, you all shook up. Thank got you all rattled up. Your novers, your motion. I just want to let you know this is not only, amen, affirmation, or this is not only, amen, something that we are trying to get you to do, but this is also a prophecy. I don't know who I'm prophesying to somebody, but God said, listen, settle down. He is in control. Just thank me and just worship me. Amen. Stop being anxious for things to come to pass or things to manifest because you don't know. At the end of the day, I want to tell you, amen, because that's the spirit of the Lord speaking to me. He said, you never was in control. My God, throughout, I was leading. I was guiding you. At the end of the day, I'm the one, my God Almighty, that ordered your footsteps, amen, because you showed yourself true. Therefore, leave you and nor forsake me, forsake you. Amen. Worship me, sons, and worship me, daughters. Understand that I am the God of a second chance. I am the God of covering. I am the God of grace and mercy. I am the God that I will not leave you. Worship me.
Woman, if you're in the kitchen with the children, while you're fixing the breakfast, while you're combing your hair, while you're putting your clothes on, man, stop right there and give him the glory. Give him the glory. Give God the glory. Because when praises go up, hey, your blessings will come down.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak peace. In the name of Jesus, we release peace, my God. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we release a fresh wind and a fresh anointing, fresh stamina, amen, to each and every one that is logged in, ones that want to get logged in, but they couldn't get logged in. At the end of the day, God, we release it in the name of Jesus. Release it through the release, my God Almighty, fresh virtue, amen, through my God Almighty, reestablish, my God, individuals in the name of Jesus. Fresh wind in the Holy Ghost. Fresh wind in the name of Jesus. Everything that's been shook in, everything that's been distorted in their life, amen, because of worldly change, amen, global switches and global transformations, my God, and global paradigm. God, we pray that not only it's going to be a peace, but it's going to be a peace of change and a peace of adapting. They're going to know how to adapt. They're going to know how to articulate. They're going to know how to move. That as if ain't nothing, my God, happened. Father, we thank you for what you're doing. Breathe upon the body, my God Almighty, in the name of Jesus. As we worship you in spirit and truth, shake us, Holy Ghost, shake us in the name of Jesus. I declare it and decree it in the name of Jesus. Somebody need to go ahead and worship or worship him, Nigeria.
Worship him. You again. Only you can shake us again. Shake us again. Every church, shake us again. Every hospital.
Thank America, God. Shake, my God, of my international country. Shake Africa. Shake, my God, Australia. Shake Nigeria, God. We surrender. We lift our hands up in worship. We don't surrender just only as a group in the spirit, but we surrender individually, at individual resident, at individual that you don't create it and gave their own DNA to. We surrender in the name of Jesus. If my people are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my faith, then I will heal the land. My God, our land needs to be healed. Who is the land? Us natural body, human bodies. God, we surrender. Give us the peace and rebalance us, realign us in the name of Jesus. Crack our spiritual back like us, my God. Spiritual crowd pack that, my God, in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory. Shake us, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Shake, 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 shake. Shake.
Listen, my God, I said the Holy Ghost. And God want to leave you all this morning. He want to leave you this with worship in your heart. Understand that he is in control. Some of you, the Holy Ghost, have to remind that he, the one, was in control throughout your whole life. It wasn't your ability. It wasn't you. It was the Spirit of God that was leading you to do certain things. He led you with the knowledge. He led you with the wisdom. He led you in what to do and how to do it. Understand that he's in control. Stop being worried. Stop worrying yourself crazy about things that if you don't have no possible, my God Almighty, to do with. You don't have, there ain't nothing you could do with. It's out of your hands. It's bigger than you. Only thing you could do is trust the Lord. Walk in wisdom. Put the things that you're supposed to put in place. And once you done did everything that you could do honestly, God's going to see you through. He's a man that will never leave you. He's a man that will never fail you. He will always see you through. Listen, thanks to God, we want to leave you right here. Amen. And you just continue to worship the Lord. We just give God the glory for what he is doing. And I'm telling you right now, my God Almighty, you don't want to miss this time where the Spirit of the Lord is recalibrating you. Recalibrating and rebalancing not your mind. It is so. It is so in the name of Jesus. Somebody need to tell themselves, mind, you shall be at peace. You shall not get, my God, all emotional upraised and understand that God is in control. And I have to settle on the fact. Listen, so many saints of God are nervous about catching a virus and death. Let me go ahead and deal with this elephant that is in this room. They're nervous about dying. They're nervous about something that can happen to them, that they could be up today and tomorrow they could be gone. They're nervous. Even they're nervous about the being vaccinated could play a part in it. So it's a fear, my God Almighty, that is here, that is really circulating in the world and also in the body of Christ, and it's a fear of death. It's a fear of not being here. It's a fear of it. I'm not going to tell you and try to put these things out here to try to ease your mind with certain words, but I need to tell you the truth. I know some people says, well, if it's your time, it shall be your time. But a wise person understands that you can rush your time, and you can make your time here on earth earlier than what it should. But when you do everything that you're supposed to do, faith is in the instruction and also the relationship of God. I have enough faith to believe God. I have enough faith to walk in wisdom. When Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, Satan told him something. He said, throw yourself down. And angels and the Lord, they will catch you. They will get you. They will, you know. And Jesus looked down and said, don't you try to put the Lord, my God, to the test. Don't put him to the test like that. I have enough sense and I have enough wisdom to even try to play with my life, even though I know who my Father is. We have to understand, saints of God, at the end of the day, no sense living in paranoia. It's no sense living in fear. Because at the end of the day, one day we all going to cross that threshold of transition. It's either we're going to have our trust in God or trust in the ability, what the world can do. I'd rather trust God. What do you mean, Pastor? When I did all I could do, when I operate in the instructions of God, when I operate and do the different things that the physicians, that ones that have the education and lead it, different things, say do, not trying to deal with these bootlegging sideline, my God, politicians, regardless if they legal or illegal, it doesn't matter. I'm putting all my trust in God. Are you putting your trust into the, no, I'm not putting my trust into man, but I have to walk in instructions and walk in wisdom. That way, when I go before the Lord, I say, Lord, I did everything I could do. I obeyed. I walked in wisdom. Now it's out of my hand. Now it's in your hand. And I trust whatever you says. That's the way you walk in confidence. That's the way you walk into the things of God. Walk in peace. Recalibrate your spirit. And understand your trust is in God. I declare it and decree it in the name of Jesus. I want to leave you with this, where you can balance out your mind, balance out your spirit, get your happiness, get your joy back. And understand this is a season that the world is going through no different than what they went through in the, my God, in the pandemic, in the book of Exodus. Things happen. But this too shall pass. This too shall pass. And don't be so stuck in a place because of pastor. You can't move forward in life. You can't be focused in life because you're too nervous. You're too paranoid. You're too fearful to where when it blows over, you should have been positioned the way, but you even missed it. Don't miss it. Understand, when you get all you do in life, period, when it's out of your hands, it's in whose hands? It's in the that way you could go before him, Lord, I did all I could do. Or I did all I know how to do. So now it's in your hands. It's in your care. It's in your decision. In Jesus' name. Thanks of God, I just want to be with you. And you continue to worship. As we get ready to bring this part of the, bring our broadcast to the close, this is what God wanted. This is what the Holy Spirit wanted, a worship. So he could recalibrate. But my God, crack your back. Be the chiropractor in the spirit. Crack different joints. Different areas that were so tense in your life for things to be able to flow properly again. We just bless God for each and every one of you. Please join back in with us tomorrow at 7 a.m. This has been ABM Ministry. We thank God for you all. God bless you all. Up in the First Lady, we say peace. We love you. Continue to worship till the song go off.
That my source of strength, yes, Lord, and my source of hope is Christ alone.